Illegal. So. What's up with that? It's illegal. Come on, what's up with the drug war, you know? They pull you over in your car, they search it, they find something, they arrest you, you have a record the rest of your life. They pull you over in your car, they search it, they don't find anything, you drive away. Come on. I just don't want my future to rest on my hiding skills, right? I like when they pull you over. They pull you over, they're like, you mind if we search that car for drugs? I'm like, go ahead, dude, I've been searching that fucking car for years. I know, you can't get your hand between the seat and the console, dude. I dropped a fatty roach down there in 82, man. Get your nightstick and wedge it out, man. I don't know. My dad was always pissed off at me. My dad was always yelling at me. We lived in the suburbs. Maryland, that's where I grew up. My dad was always yelling at me. I'd be upstairs, you know. My mom and dad had that, you know, separate role, you know. Mom, the housewife. Neurotic, always cleaning. Fucking vacuum all day long. Ma, get back inside. The neighbors called, you're vacuuming the lawn again. It's okay, Dad loves you. Have a vodka and tonic. Relax. My dad, the authoritarian breadwinner, obsessed with saving money. Close the door. Close the door. Get inside. Close the door. Get inside. Close the door. Turn the light out. Get inside. Close the door. I don't care. In or out. Close the door. Get inside. Turn the light out. Keep that heat up. Get inside. Close the door. Eat those old bananas. Get inside. My dad is cold, dark, and damp in this house. The only thing that would thrive in here is mushrooms. My dad was always yelling at me. I'd be upstairs, you know, smoking a little pot. I know what you're doing up there. You're smoking the goddamn weed. I know what you're doing. You're bonging. He never knew. You're bonging up there. I know what's going on. Your mom's down here cleaning. You're bonging. Get the hell down here and eat some dinner. You're munching out. You're eating all the goddamn food. Get the hell upstairs. My mom was always much nicer. Please don't bong. Please don't bong. Please don't bong. What do the neighbors think? She always worried about the neighbors thing. My dad. I know what you're doing up there. He always thought you knew what I was doing. I know what you're doing up there. You're doing the goddamn LSD. You're seeing things that aren't there again, aren't you? Your mom and I, we never saw things that aren't there, except maybe your future. Get the fuck down here.
Yeah.
Honey, please don't see things that aren't there. Woo! Yeah. You'll end up in the psych ward. And what do the neighbors think? My dad would read something in a paper. He figured I was doing it. I know what you're doing up there. You're cracking. You're cracking up. You're a cracker. Cracking. You're jacking off, too. Your mom told me you're cracking and jacking. Woo! Please don't crack and jack. You'll crack up. What do the neighbors think? My dad had this big chair. My dad have the big chair. No one else can sit in it. Suddenly my dad's king of the house, you know. This is his throne. Yeah, right. My dad basically did four things from his throne. He would grant or deny requests, hand out money, drink beer, and eat peanuts. Oh, great pot-bellied one. Your wish is our command. We could have replaced him with a cassette, a credit card, and a drunk squirrel. I know what what you're doing up there. You're going up to the stairway to heaven. Get the fuck down here. Please don't go to the stairway to heaven. You might not come back. What would the neighbors think? I don't know if I'm paranoid or not. I feel like everybody's looking at me. Probably just me. Well, I love my parents. And I love my my dad and my mom. I miss them. Everybody here still love their parents?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I let them go. They let me go. It's all good. Right on.
Cartwheels.
Yeah, cartwheels. We need to do cartwheels. But,
cartwheels.
We can't do a cartwheel. But I want to get out of here. But I just think we should all try to just be more honest and caring. You know, we learned to lie. I'm dating. I'm single. Anybody here single?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's tough, man. Because we lie. We do. Men and women, brothers and sisters, we lie to each other. I notice we lie in different ways.
Don't lie to me.
I asked this woman out the other day, recently. I said, would you like to go on a date? And she's like, okay, but I don't want this to be a date. date. I don't know. Maybe a date to the fourth power. How does it work? I don't know. I went on a date. I figured it out. Basically, no date translated to, I was paying for dinner, but I'm not getting any kissing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you got to translate differently for men and women because we lie differently. I'll give you some examples. For example, if a sister says, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. This means, and you're not attractive enough to risk losing him. Woo! Yeah. On the other hand, if a brother says, I'm sorry, I have a girlfriend, this means, and she's right over there by the fire. Eat shit, popcorn in an hour. If a sister says, I can't see you anymore, you're like a brother to me now. This means you no longer turn me on, but I still need you around to fix my car. If a brother says, you're like a sister to me now, this means, oh, I still want to hang out with you, I just don't want anybody to know about it. And finally, if a brother says, I'm sorry, if a sister says, I want to take things slow, this means I'm going to take all the anger and resentment I had towards my ex-lovers and focus it on you. Right? That's right. Be prepared for 6 months of slow, methodical, passive-aggressive sexual torture. Right?
Yeah.
If a brother says I want to take things slow, this means there is something unidentifiable on my genitals. Yeah, I figure about 3 to 5 days. Take care, you guys. Thank you.
Alright, we're doing the hug center, so let's stay on the
hug center.
I know this area really well.
Somewhere around here.